Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. I wish I knew more German, that's for darn sure. But you know what? I have a feeling that our guest on the line does. So we want to welcome to KDWA Sarah Lockwood. She is the owner-operator of Hastings Arts Center, along with her wonderful husband, Travis, and we are so excited to hear some of the great things that are going on there. Sarah, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me today.
Well, I'm so excited, Sarah. I know there's lots of good things going on at Hastings Arts Center, but first of all, tell us why that song is so moving to you. Boy, it's beautiful.
It's called Andi Musik, which in German means to music. And it's by Franz Schubert, who is a Romantic era composer. And the gist of the song, I'm not well-versed in German myself, but the gist of the song is basically a dedication to music. And I just thought with the year that we've had, that it is nice to be able to still turn to music in any way, shape, or form that we've been able to this past year. And also looking forward to the future of music, especially at the Hastings Arts Center. So that just came to mind today, and I'm so glad that you were able to play that. So.
It's absolutely beautiful, absolutely beautiful. So let's talk about the Hastings Arts Center. You've had to, I hate these words, but you've had to pivot like everybody else and kind of reinvent yourself.
Oh, I haven't heard that one. I haven't heard pivot. I've heard dial back, dial forward.
Exactly.
So we were still able to have our lessons going on through the Blessings Academy of Arts and Music. So all the teachers, even though we had to go online, have been able to still teach throughout this. And then in the fall, some of us decided it was okay. We felt safe to start offering in-person lessons to whoever wanted to also feel like they could do that. So we don't put pressure on people like we only offer, in-person lessons. That's not true. So we always have an online option. All the teachers are able to do that. So the school has been going no matter what. And if anything, the accumulation of students has actually been pretty steady. So it's been really great.
You know, that is great. Don't you think that parents and people are just looking for something that is positive for kids to be doing?
Absolutely. And adult students too. So we had gotten to a point where some of the sports had stopped, some of the, large group activities had stopped for kids, and really music lessons seemed to be the only choice for a little while anyway. It's been wonderful to be able to provide that to our community. And and also, like, I know that some teachers have gotten students that aren't actually in Minnesota, so that's the beauty of the online format, is that we can also offer to students who are not necessarily even in the same time zone. So
isn't that crazy when you think about it?
That's kind of the silver lining of online lessons, is that, you could certainly reach a student that may not have access to any kind of music training where they live and still be able to reach out to a teacher that's online and perhaps even in another country. You never know. So, fabulous.
Sarah, what kind of instruments are offered, or voice lessons, or what kind of classes do you offer?
Well, we've just been offering one-on-one lessons. And I know that some of the teachers have also offered some group classes online. I personally have not given any group lessons myself. But we are, open to offering those things. And sometimes it's just hard to get the numbers of people to enroll for the group classes. But the one-on-one lessons have been really easy to manage. And so piano, voice, guitar, violin, viola, cello, bass, clarinet, saxophone now, and French horn. Yeah. So it's been wonderful. And even voice lessons. Voice lessons are a little trickier online, I think, but it's sort of, it's very personal. Every teacher is different of how they deal with online lessons. But I feel like for some teachers, it's harder than others, but they're managing it just fine. If anything, we have learned new ways. We've learned new tools on how to teach online that we didn't know we needed until we had to do it. So I know from my experience, saying what I want is very important instead of showing. So so that I can explain to a student, can you do this? Can you do this? Instead of showing them while I'm playing, because Zoom, the online factor, sometimes is very difficult to get that across. So if I say it in a certain way, this is what I want you to do. And sometimes you have to say it like five different ways for a student to understand. So that's what I've kind of found teaching online. It can be frustrating, but at the same time, if you embrace it and figure out how to communicate effectively, that's been a big takeaway for me, is communicating better.
Do you think it's something that you might continue even if we are able to meet in person?
Yeah, actually, I just had a meeting with all the teachers, and some of the teachers mentioned that they're continuing online lessons at least through the summer, and it's even possible they might continue online, you know, to keep going, just because it's better for their schedules, especially if they're a teacher that travels to Hastings once a week. You know, they're able to fit it in other areas if schedules don't mesh with their schedules as well as their students. So the online factor, I think, is going to be used moving forward. We just don't know what it's going to look like, you know. But I think we have so much available now, resources-wise, that we didn't. Or it just wasn't known until we absolutely had to use it. And so I think it's going to be a benefit to use the online format for some in a good, powerful way. So it's we just don't know. We don't know what it's going to look like a year from now even. So I think it's going to be fabulous to do that.
Well, what is fabulous is you actually are having live and in-person concerts beginning this month. So congratulations to you. I know you had your first one, I know, on April 6th.
We had the Minnesota Horn Quartet. They have been there once before in December of 2019. And it was a really wonderful time. And we did have like 15 people come for the in-person experience. And then Travis was running sound. He said there was a number of people online watching as well in real time. And one of my students who lives in, I think she was in London, she sent me a message. She's like, I'm watching it right now. I'm like, awesome. So that was really neat to have them back. And you could tell they were really emotional because they haven't really played together inside. They played outside a lot, but it was nice for them to hear themselves. And one of the members said it was kind of emotional. Like, it was just a really amazing experience. So.
I bet it was emotional for you too as a business owner.
Yes. It was so neat to see people show up, and it was great. I was kind of checking people in and showing them, you know, this is where we had hand sanitizing stations, all of that, and we have all of our signs up 6 feet. You know, we do still go with the COVID guidelines and masks and social distancing, and we space out our chairs to be, you know, far apart so that people can sit and still feel safe. But it was just so great to hear people, and especially it was like the regulars, I say, that come to our coffee concerts. But it was nice to see some familiar eyes, you know, because I couldn't see the rest of their face.
Oh, Sarah, I bet. So yeah. I know that your coffee concerts are continuing, and those are free to people because of the generosity of HPAC. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes. So Hastings Prescott Area Arts Council has been so generous in the past and also this season. Even though we've been in a pandemic, they decided that this was super important, and we requested, and we didn't know if we were going to get funding this year, and they were able to provide for us so that we can still have the coffee concerts for free. So even though they've been online, Travis has been recording them before today, you know, so, and that takes time and all of that. So it's been nice to have that support financially in order to keep them going. And I know that it is really important to, folks that are listening in, and they just feel still connected to us, even when they couldn't physically be in the space. It's a nice hybrid of that. We had people in the seats, and everyone just was beaming. You could see they were smiling with their eyes, and just really happy to be there. Everybody was just really happy to be there. And everybody, I think, felt like it's just different from a year ago. We were so freaked out. Like, we didn't know how people were catching the virus. And so I think everybody was so scared. And yes, we still need to be wary and still practice, you know, those safe practices. But I think we sort of just kind of settled into this new normal, and while still being able to enjoy those things that we did lose for a little while and are coming back to.
Sarah, you have more things coming up, though, in person. Tell us about them individually, please.
Yes. So on April 13th is another coffee concert. So Jeremy Heinecker is a classical guitarist, and he's coming to deliver a beautiful classical guitar concert. There's a lot of, I can't remember what's on the program, but I looked at it. It was a lot of the Spanish guitar flavor of things. And so he's just a delightful young artist. He came last year in May and recorded a concert for our coffee concert series. And he's got a new program for us. And this time he'll have a live audience in front of him. So that's next Tuesday, 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. And we do have a sign-up link. So if people are wanting to be in person, we do request, just for our preparations of social distancing and keeping to the guidelines, that people sign up online. And there's a direct link on the concert page on our website. And then later this month, we are having a main event concert, and that is with a solo classical pianist by the name of Kangwoo Jin. And he's from South Korea, but he lives in Madison. I believe he's a doctoral student at UW-Madison. I might have that wrong. So all that information is still kind of coming to being figured out. So the ticketing info is not up for his concert just yet, but it will be a ticketed event on Saturday, April 25th at 7 p.m. We will probably be streaming as well and having a ticketed option for online if people would like to do that.
And people can get tickets, how, Sarah?
They can go to the Hastings Arts Center website, hastingsartscenter.org, and there will be a link to get tickets. But we have not done the online ticketing for streaming yet, so we're still figuring that out. But hopefully we'll get that soon in the next week, and then people can just kind of click on the link there on our website, and we'll have it also on our Facebook page.
Sarah, as things are starting to open up also, what about renting out your beautiful space?
Yes, we've had a few inquiries about renting our space out, and all of our events that we host are kind of individual. So I would encourage people to reach out to us and see what we can do for them. When it comes to right now, like the current guidelines, if there's food involved, we're sort of not sure about all of that. I know with restaurants, they've opened up to a certain capacity. So I would just encourage, if people are thinking about our space for any event, that they just contact us. I'd be happy to kind of talk through things. And it's just very individualized right now, depending on how many people, if they have food, if they don't have food, if it's just for a wedding ceremony and then they go somewhere else, if it's a baby shower, if it's a birthday party, you know, things are depending on the size of the event and how long the event is. So we are in conversations with people about that. So.
Well, and are you in conversation with Dr. Travis? Because you would think, how has the last year been for him, please?
I would guess that he and his fellow doctors and healthcare workers, it's been a very trying time. And he doesn't say a whole lot.
He never does, though, Sarah. So
I know. He's a very quiet man. But I have personally, there's no one I would rather be in a pandemic with than my husband. Mm. And he's just been such a source of support and just a rock solid individual. And I know that he doesn't like to talk shop when we're going out on walks, but it's nice to know, like, I can ask him, and he has firsthand knowledge, you know, like, can we open for events right now? You know, even though the guidelines are this, it's like, can we actually do this? And so it's been, he's a great partner in life and in business. And so I feel very fortunate. I do know, like, the healthcare workers, of course, they're very concerned about the virus, and especially now there's variants. And so that is a concern. He doesn't go into great detail about all that, but he does voice those concerns to me. So yeah, and it's been good just to have that sounding board.
Well, I'm sure he feels the same way about you, Sarah. Thanks for all you do for the community. Sarah Lockwood, the Hastings Arts Center is opening their doors. And we could not be more excited. And they are still giving their lessons if you are interested in taking up an instrument or enhancing what you already know. There's somebody that can help you there as well. So do visit hastingsartscenter.org. Sarah, always so great to get caught up with you.
Likewise, thank you so much.
Take care. Oh, take care. And thank you. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.